From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Behe reporting. The U.S. Defense Department Monday said U.S. warplanes launched strikes against Islamic State targets around the Libyan coastal city of Sirte, requested by the North African country's UN-backed National Unity Government. Peter Cook is a Pentagon spokesman.
Today, at the request of Libya's Government of National Accord, the United States conducted precision airstrikes against ISIL targets in Sirte, Libya, to support GNA-affiliated forces seeking to defeat ISIL in its primary stronghold in Libya.
Cook said one strike hit an IS tank that had directly challenged GNA-aligned forces and indiscriminately targeted civilians. Another strike hit two IS vehicles. He also said it's the start of a sustained campaign to back Libyan forces as they conduct operations against Islamic State. Meanwhile, the head of the Libyan Presidency Council, Fayez Sarraj, said the council decided to request direct support from the U.S. He said it's to be done in close coordination with the council. The U.S. defense spokesman said the strikes will continue to target IS forces in Sirte in order to enable the GNA to make, quote, a decisive strategic advance and to help deny IS a safe haven in Libya from which it could attack the U.S. and its allies. A Nigerian commission on Monday found that the army killed nearly 350 people from a minority Shia Muslim sect last December and called for the prosecution of those involved. The judicial inquiry said the army used excessive force in 2 days of violence in Zaria when sect followers blocked the road used by a military convoy that included the chief of the army staff. The army insists the protesters were trying to assassinate General Tukur Buratai. The rights group Amnesty International accused the military of deliberately shooting dead the Shia followers of Cleric Ibrahim Zakzaki. This is VOA News. A Russian military helicopter was downed on Monday in northwest Syria, killing all five people on board, reportedly including two officers and three crew members. Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy called it a terrorist act. He said the helicopter was returning from a humanitarian mission, providing food and medicine to residents of Aleppo when it crashed in rebel-held Idlib province. Russian forces have been conducting airstrikes in support of President Bashar al-Assad's government since last September. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, in a joint appearance with his Colombian counterpart in Washington Monday, acknowledged the target date of August 1st to get the government of Syria and the opposition into negotiations on the country's political future came and went with no sign of such talks.
Almost all of the time from the moment of the announcement of the target date until today has been consumed by trying to get a cessation of hostilities in place that is meaningful. And that is precisely what we are engaged in right now. There are obviously great concerns about what is happening on the ground there. We all share them. And there is a situation where Assad regime attacks and conducts offensive operations. But Nusra, which doesn't want a cessation, also attacks and goes into offensive operations.
Kerry called on Russia and Syria to restrain from conducting such operations. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei Monday renewed his criticism of last year's international nuclear agreement, accusing the U.S. of failing to keep its side of the bargain. Speaking in Tehran, the Iranian spiritual leader said 6 months after going into effect, no tangible benefit has been seen in the people's lives. He said sanctions relief has been gradual and hope for foreign investment has yet to appear. Venezuela's National Election Council Monday said the opposition has successfully collected the necessary 1% of voter signatures in every state in the drive to recall President Nicolas Maduro. The opposition had to collect 200,000 valid signatures before a referendum could be held. The council, however, asked for an investigation into possible fraud involving hundreds of those signatures. Typhoon Nita brought fierce winds and torrential rainfall Tuesday to Hong Kong, forcing the cancellation of hundreds of flights and closing the city's stock market, schools, and many businesses. Gusts of more than 150 kilometers per hour were clocked as the storm swept across southern China, raising concerns about floods and landslides. Kenyan police say they, along with U.S. anti-narcotics agents, seized nearly 100 kilograms of cocaine at the country's main seaport, Mombasa, in a container from Brazil. A British national, two Kenyans are being questioned. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.